What's up, guys? This is A100 Savage, and today we're talking about Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne funeral, man. That was a pretty dope ass album, man. I can't say it was better than his last one, but I would definitely say this shit was definitely heat, you know, because you haven't really heard from Lil Wayne in a little bit. I like it. You know, I've always been a Lil Wayne fan. There's been a certain time where I didn't really feel his music too much, but I've always been a fan of Lil Wayne, you know? So Lil Wayne on this one is really doing his fucking thing. The reason why I say that is because I just feel it. Now, the only thing I would say about this album is he named it Funeral. So if the Illuminati kill this nigga, bro, it's too fucking blatant, nigga. He can't die. He can't die after this album. I'm talking about he can't, like, die within the next 6 months to a year of this album, because it would just be too obvious, you know? Mac Miller died, and he put out his video where, you know, he was basically stuck in a grave, and he's carving, trying to carve his way out, and he finally makes it out the grave, and boom, he comes out this big dirt pile, like, and he's dead. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's just too many fucking crazy shits going on, bro. You cannot die, bro. Like, that's the only thing I have to say. Back to the album review. The album was fire. Like I said, it's a slight bit weaker than the album before it, but all I had to say is, bro, it's nice. They give you 24 fucking songs. I mean, he's just doing his fucking thing, giving you classic Wayne. Like, he switched the style just a little bit, but I wouldn't say switch it. I'd say he tweaked his original style to what you like to listen to today, you know? Because you got to think, he's worked with XXXTentacion. He's worked with, you know, quite a few of these new artists that require that new attention, that require that new flow. And so that's one thing that you got to understand is not every artist is conforming to this new style. Drake is one of them. He's not conforming to this new style. He's actually creating a new version of Drake. So for Lil Wayne to catch this train and say, you know what, I'm actually going to conform my style to this, it's pretty dope, because it says and co-signs the new generation and says, hey, I like the new generation. The new generation is doing it good. Because when Lil Wayne was doing it, like when he first started coming out, it was in the middle of a bunch of lyricism, a bunch of lyrics. So when you heard Lil Wayne, it was like, boo, Lil Wayne's not Eminem. Lil Wayne's not Busta Rhymes. Lil Wayne's not all these people. And then all of a sudden, they were like, it just, like I said, consistency and persistency is what pushed him past those barriers. You know what I'm saying? And that's what happens to newer artists when it comes into a certain level of talent that's already out. They expect you to do what they're already doing, but you can't do what they're doing because you can only do you. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I've always loved about Lil Wayne, because he's always done him. You know, so for him to conform a little bit for the new crowd shows that he's giving kudos where kudos fucking belongs, when he could act like he didn't even see it and ignore it, you know, just like all these other artists do. And in my opinion, that kind of hurts your career, because it shows that you're not willing to grow with the times. And Lil Wayne is willing to grow with the times. So make sure, please, do not kill Lil Wayne because he put out an album called Funeral. So, okay? That's all I have to say. If he dies in the next 3 months or something like that, I said it first, bro. Y'all niggas just set him up. Some fucking shit happened. It's not just, bro, random plane crash, overdose. Doesn't matter. That's the government, bro. They fucking him over, bro. That's all I had to say. Anyways, make sure you favorite the podcast. Make sure you share it with your friends. And I'm out. Peace!